Next up on the Mutual Audio Network, Fiction from Our Future.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Ugh, I can't stand it.
More to the side?
What? No, not that. That's perfect.
What then?
That kid we sent to Radio City Music Hall. I have to see her and Suzanne Rogers kicking it together at that audition.
You must have been reading my mind.
It's like a trashy dime store novel in there, but yeah.
There is no better read.
You know Anna doesn't like us ducking in and out of time like this.
She'll never know. What could possibly go wrong?
Sit right down, open up your ears. Time to take you to a new destination. Tell you a tale that you won't believe. Gotta use a little imagination. Charlie and Steve both down on their luck, looking for a job to pay. Walking the streets, all help wanted sign, went in to see what they had to say.
You look like two nice guys, come on in and we'll give you a try.
We're an agency here of the traveling kind, call It's About Time.
This is exactly what we needed.
I'm not sure if this is exactly what I needed. The Wi-Fi is a little sketchy.
Put down the phone. You're like a smartphone zombie sometimes.
I'm just checking baseball scores. I know, it's early in the season, but... You know.
Listen, if you're into scoring, stay in the real world. This may be a dive, but it's the best dive on the island.
The best dive is off the island.
All right, you lost me there.
Scuba?
What can I get you guys?
I'll have bourbon on the rocks, top shelf, not that aged Raven or whatever the house stuff is.
I'll have...
On second thought, maybe second shelf. I'm saving for a wedding.
You are out of your mind.
What? You just drink top shelf? I've seen what you bring in for lunch sometimes, and that is not top shelf. I'm not even sure there's a shelf to describe it.
I don't care what you drink. It's this sudden obsession with marriage. That's what's crazy. With your history? Well, crazy probably is the exact right word.
What on God's green earth is that racket?
It's a text message. You remember, we live in 2015, instant communication? Oh, no.
What?
It's Sammy. We have to get back to the agency. Erica, we'll have to take a rain check.
On what? You never ordered.
Top shelf next time, Erica. Top shelf. I am a hyphen bridge.
Yep, too much southern charm for this island.
I wish there was some way to get portals closer to where I want to go.
Don't be a negative, Nelly. There's nothing like strolling through New York City on a gorgeous spring day.
You do have a point there. Have to remember to stop and smell the exhaust fumes.
Red Hots, get your dogs right here.
Oh, Lordy, a street vendor named Desire. Do you remember your first wiener, Philip?
They plump when you cook them. At first I was afraid. I was petrified.
We are not playing that game.
What game?
You know, the name the artist game.
I was just talking about hot dogs. Have you ever thought about the sanitary conditions of one of those street carts?
I am standing right here.
What?
I can hear every word you're saying. My cart carries the Charles Atlas seal of approval, not to mention the A sticker.
That boiling vat of tube steaks looks like a cry for help.
On second thought, let's skip the Coney and get back on track.
Ah, yes. Radio City Music Hall and Amanda O'Keefe.
Not to mention Suzanne Rogers.
Which you just did.
To Oz?
To Oz.
We're off to see the Rockets, the wonderful Rockets of old. We hear that they do some kicks and some twists as ever a dancer does.
The Big Apple, it's like a weirdo magnet. Fresh hot dogs here!
You think you can just walk into my domain and dictate how my auditions go, Biletnikoff?
That is exactly what I think.
He is used to getting his way. I wouldn't fight it. You just won't like it. You're about to lose control.
I don't think I like it. I'm pulling in the big guns. No use pussyfooting around.
What is this pussyfoot? Is treacherous capitalistic plot?
You think communism beats capitalism?
Oh, we know how to beat capitalist pig dogs.
We can settle this.
I'm sorry. Are we auditioning here?
Yeah, not to interrupt.
Too late! You interrupted! Now I am going to erupt!
Stop right there!
Was ist los?
I told you I was going to bring in the man, and you thought I was bluffing.
I didn't think you were bluffing. I thought it was ploy.
It's not a play. It's more like a musical review.
What?
The Rockettes. It's not a play.
I heard you. I just didn't believe ears.
Can we get back to me?
Go ahead, Pudgy.
Pudgy Parcheesi!
Yes, it's me, Pudge Parcheesi. And I'm going to prove your communist propaganda is a bunch of borscht.
There is no way.
I hope we're not too late.
I love the schlock of the Rockettes.
That's almost blasphemy. But I know what you mean. There is nothing like...
So listen, your wife, she cook?
Yes. She make best borscht in village.
Okay, so what's your poison?
Poison?
What do you like to drink?
I am Russian. Vodka.
Yeah, I bet you like the high-end stuff, huh?
I drink what Glorious Workers' Republic provides.
I bet it tastes like piss.
It's not piss.
But a real good vodka. Something that goes down real smooth. You ever have that?
When I was boy, I wrestle.
Yeah?
Nah. I wrestle every boy in village. Beat everyone.
Yeah, not too shabby.
Once I beat all boys, they bring out bear for me to wrestle. I wrestle bear. I win. They give me vodka.
And it's bear vodka. It's pretty good?
Oh, it's best vodka. What is the point of all this?
All right, so you like vodka. I like wine. Your wife makes borscht. My wife makes cannoli.
What is this, fish?
Point is, she makes the best cannoli in the city, like your wife with the borscht. Now, what happens to all that borscht?
Food for family. Rest is given to soldiers quartered in village. And to high members of Glorious Workers' Party.
And they pay you for that.
It's our duty to the Glorious Workers' Party.
See, my wife makes cannolis. We sell them in our bakery. We got the best, so we charge the most.
Of course, you and your wife are capitalistic pig dogs.
Yeah, but see, with all that loot, it means I'm not drinking the cheap stuff. I'm talking rare vintage here.
Wine is indulgence of bourgeoisie. Workers drink vodka.
You're not picking up what I'm laying down here, Boris. See, I got the good stuff. I get the good stuff. Your wife's borscht is that good? You should be drinking that bear vodka every night.
Is not the way of Glorious Workers' Republic.
What has this Glorious Workers' Republic ever done for you? Take your wife's borscht and give you lousy vodka?
It's true. Borscht for bear vodka. Borscht for bear vodka.
I think we have a winner.
It was fair and square.
Yes. Maybe win this silly wine and vodka. But who says I play fair and square? This is my ace in hole.
Is that what I think it is?
You bet it is, sweetheart.
Yes, it is detonation device. You'll hand over the reins of the Rockettes, or with one push of button, kabam!
Kabam?
I guess little more detail is in order. I suspected the takeover might hit snag, so I planted explosives on Lady Liberty. Give me the Rockettes, or the lovely lady will be exposed.
This is our exit line.
Exactly what I was thinking.
What do you mean she will be exposed?
It is unveiling.
It has been planned for years.
This is where they always go wrong.
What are you talking about?
In the movies, the villain always talks too much. He reveals his plan, but that gives the heroes time to foil the plan.
But that's just in the movies. This is real life.
True, but I saw a couple of friends just sneak out of here. Maybe they're the heroes we need. We just have to stall for time.
We just have to get back to the portal and then find another one on Liberty Island.
I am not touching any explosive device.
Oh, my sweet baby Jesus, Lord in heaven.
What?
Look at those shoes.
This is no time to be window shopping. Whoa, those look like something Liza and Lady Gaga would fight over.
Do you think that's real gold?
I think it is. Wait, we've got a country to save. And as a footnote, I am still not touching anything that might explode.
Oh, I've heard a different story.
Oh, come on. What are we, 10 years old?
Were we ever 10 years old?
I don't even know how old we are now.
We are sidetracked again. Let's go. There it is.
It's a good thing, too, because these boots were made for walking.
And that mouth was made for talking.
Let's go!
Wait, why are we running? We have a time machine.
I always get caught up in the moment.
Where have you two been?
We have to get Steve and Charlie back to Liberty Island, April 1960.
The fate of the free world hangs in the balance.
And it is currently not well hung. Or not so much currently as historically.
Hung up is more the descriptor here.
I'll send Steve a text. He's never far from his phone.
So, what's going on?
Something about explosives on the Statue of Liberty and a communist plot to take over the world.
That sounds like the Cold War is starting up again.
Actually, you're closer than you think. We are going back to the 60s.
I don't get it. It's not our timeline, so why bother?
It might not be our America, but it's somebody's America. We can't give up. Besides, that sweet young girl Amanda is caught up in the mix.
Are you guys still here? I would have thought you'd be gone by now.
You do realize we have time travel capability?
As hard as that is to believe, somehow I believe it. I think that...
What in the world are you two doing? Get going. I mean, it's not like Philip and I wouldn't go.
Oh, we would so go. It's just that...
Lady Liberty gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, the thought of that gown coming off.
Nasty.
What do you mean she'll be exposed?
Who are you?
Well, I guess I'm nobody around here, but you are talking about blowing up the Statue of Liberty. So... I guess I'm the voice of America.
The voice of America? You are a brainwashed little babushka.
I never said blow up this statue. I said kaboom.
Actually, you said kabam.
That is typical voice of America. All talk, no listen.
What else could kabam mean?
Carefully placed charges under the gown will blow the seams apart, exposing...
I-beams?
No. No. I expose...
That dreadful stairway?
No. I am going to...
I got it! The inside!
But it's sort of on the outside now.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. Too much talking and not listening.
Is a lost art.
No one appreciates a good metaphor anymore.
Darling, please tell the plot to these over-talkers.
I will expose France.
What?
See? That got their attention.
Yes, your plan is culmination of East Bloc genius.
You know how to stroke my ego.
Is in Evil Companion Handbook, Section 4, Don't Let Partner Lose Confidence.
But I don't understand.
It is plot to piss off conservatives. Underneath the outer skin of the America they know and love, their country is actually France.
And you think...
When Americans realize that they have been living French dream, and not American dream, they come running to communism like...
Teeny boppers to an Elvis concert.
Oh my, that sounds horrible!
It's right at this point that I'm thinking, I know nothing about explosives. Nothing.
Very good, Sergeant Schultz. But we're here now, much to my dismay, and we gotta do something.
It's a fine mess you've gotten us into.
Anna! Technically speaking, this mess is not really one that can be laid at our feet.
I don't think she's pointing fingers. Anna, we are just glad to see you here.
So give me the skinny.
Bombs and...
The statue?
Rockets and commies.
It's just as I suspected. I normally wouldn't interfere with history. Well, intervene anyway. I certainly would interfere, but this is one of those time-space vortex moments that could impact across multiple lines. If Lady Liberty blows...
Yeah?
Let's just say it wouldn't be a G-rated movie.
This brings us back to my earlier point. We know nothing about explosives.
That's okay. All we have to do is take the stairs, act casual, and pull out any red wires we see.
Red wires?
Commies are nothing if not predictable. They think they're so hot, so naturally, the red wire is the hot wire.
Those rotten commies.
We can't blame it all on communism. The very nature of capitalism rewards those who would prey upon the weak.
You boys know we really don't have time to debate socioeconomic systems at this very moment, right?
Let's just go with those rotten commies and pull the red wires.
Whew, man, that was a lot of wires.
Oh, man, that was a lot of steps. Why don't they put an elevator in this thing?
Then we would have missed all the wires?
Eh, good point.
Where did Anna go?
She said she had to see a girl about a man.
Then we might as well head over to Radio City.
It makes total sense. There is Shell, which greets the immigrant. Give me your poor, you're tired.
You're on the wrong island. That's Ellis Island. It doesn't get more real than that.
Whatever. My point still stands. This theater has seen its last chorus line. From now on, it is ballet, and maybe an occasional barinya.
That's traditional Russian dance. You know, like in Fiddler on the Roof.
Like what?
It's too soon, Katya.
You are right. It is too soon. You might as well put the detonator down.
Okay, you have forced my hand.
Huh? Huh? What are you waiting for? Perhaps a big bam-boom?
More like a kabam.
We removed the red menace from the skin of the statue, Sergei.
Do we know you?
No, but we have mutual acquaintances.
Does this mean what I think it does?
Oh, yes, it does.
The show must go on. It's an American icon.
A production of epic proportions.
Back when epic still meant something.
We owe it all to you. Wait, where do they go?
Let's get out of here while they are distracted.
I am not going to go quietly into the night.
We run away and live to fight another day.
Okay, you two.
Us?
Of course you. Get in line and let's see those legs do their thing.
That was the most amazing thing I have ever seen.
You did more than just see it, sister.
You lived it.
Were you terrified?
Well, I...
Were you mesmerized?
It took more words away than even the two of you are doing.
The Rockettes, the A number one.
Top of the heap.
Camp of the campiest.
Gorgeous, just gorgeous. Nothing in the world like it.
I know now that I can do it. I can wake up in that city that never sleeps. Geez, that song gets inside your head.
What song?
So who was the man in black?
I can't really say. I mean, I could, but for your own good, I don't think I should. Let's just say his name isn't Sergei Biletnikov and his partner isn't really called Katya Looking.
Yeah, I thought that last one sounded a little, well, phony.
There are forces at play here which defy common sense and logic, and those forces are ones to be reckoned with. The Statue of Liberty ploy was a good one, but if you've got a sharp defense, you are not going to fall for that.
Right. Now you lost me again.
Just keep doing what you've been doing, Erica. It may seem like a small thing, but the pieces of a giant jigsaw puzzle don't fit together without someone living on the edge.
Okay, so just keep doing what I'm doing?
Exactly. And if you see the man in black come through again, let me know as soon as possible.
Two nice guys getting real sci-fi, making trouble of an ancient kind. If you get impatient, just keep in mind that it's about time.
I just want things to get back to normal.
Whoa, I just had a total deja vu moment right there.
Yeah, me too. Normal used to mean something totally different. Do you think this is the new normal? I mean, do you think that Spider-Man ever wants to just be Peter Parker, deep down? Or is it just an adjustment period?
Why do you have to go to Spider-Man? We should try to stay in reality here, you know?
You saw the resignation from Sammy?
Yeah. Said we weren't normal enough.
There's your reality.
Look, this is the new normal.
Because this is just how normal folks live, right? Jumping into history and saving the world and stuff?
Yeah. I've never considered myself to be normal.
Well, we finally agree on something.
Thank you for listening to the Cardinal James Show's production of It's About Time. Please visit itsabouttimetravelagency.com and join our listeners club. Members will have the opportunity to win It's About Time merchandise in addition to getting advance notice of upcoming events. And if you enjoyed the show, please go to iTunes and leave a review. Doing so will help spread the word and build our listener community. It's About Time. Rockette's Red Glare, Part 2, starring Charlie James and Stephen Cardinal, was written by Rob Britt with the help of Douglas Clinton and featured the voice talents of Layla Auld, Rob Britt, Raul Ceballos, Ryan Alert, Tara Halwinger, Tessa Payne, Deb Britt, and Sarah Wallace Craven. Sound editing by Charlie James. Artwork by Sheila Kern.
Chauncey Haworth, Mark Slade, and Lothar Tuppen, the demented minds behind the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour, bring you Twisted Pulp Magazine. A journey beyond surreality, to worlds you never knew or hoped existed. Worlds of the supernatural. Worlds of dark satire. Worlds of nightmarish futures. Twisted Pulp Magazine. If you thought the 21st century was weird enough already, think again. Twisted Pulp Magazine. A step beyond your grandfather's pulp. Available at digitalvaudeville.com. That's digitalvaudeville.com.
Hey, do you like thrillers, action, adventure, mystery, crime drama? Well, you're in luck, because here on the Mutual Audio Network, we have Thursday Thrillers. You can subscribe and have a dose of adrenaline-pumping audio every Thursday from your favorite podcast player. Get it here now.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.